your organization announced or decided last month that you'll be closing doors, I suppose, after almost 30 years. First of all, tell me a little bit about the Friends of Foley Mountain and the work you did, and then we'll get more into the specifics.
Sure. Well, as you may know, for some of the stuff that's gone around, in the late 90s, there was a government proposal to cut back on funding to conservation authorities, the provincial government. And the residents of Westport and the surrounding community were very concerned about this. And so in 1996, they had a meeting in February of 96, a meeting of concerned citizens. And out of that came actually the making of the Friends of Foley Mountain, a volunteer organization. And our mission at the time, and for the 30 years, was really to assist in the development and operation of educational programs and facilities at Foley Mountain, and to promote the preservation of Foley Mountain conservation area for educational and recreational purposes. And that's what we've been working on basically since 1996 up until now, when we had to make a very, very hard and sad decision that we wouldn't continue as an organization. We had met those goals and we'd raised the money and discussions with RVCA, the Reno Valley Conservation Authority, it was determined that as much as we were appreciated, not say weren't needed, but they could understand why we could have to dissolve the corporation. We were having problems, not so much in fundraising, but actually having volunteers on the board. We had tried several times to recruit more directors and officers, but unfortunately, like lots of other organizations, we just didn't get those type of volunteers from there. So we made the decision that we would dissolve the corporation. But we weren't leaving Foley Mountain out in the dry. We did talk with RVCA considerably to ensure that people could continue to donate funds through the Rideau Valley Conservation Foundation, earmarked for work at Foley Mountain. So that was set up and is operational now. So that's basically where we stand.
Right. And that was going to be my next point. I think it's important for listeners to know that while the Friends of Foley Mountain may have dissolved, the work and your contribution still continues through just a different avenue. And we'll have a link and all of that stuff with the accompanying web story. So how long were you a member personally?
I came on about 2012.
Okay, and yeah. You've obviously seen a lot of change in between then, and you said you've had a harder time in the last couple to recruit. What other changes have you seen in the last decade or so when it comes to the work you did here?
Well, I'm not sure changes or whether improvement. I mean, we've had a lot of successful stories. We were very much involved with the setting up and running of the forest school, which is a very popular initiative that's been run in Foley Mountain, and we have supported, you know, children's education there. And we did have a lot of public schools actually sending their kids up to the mountain for the educational sides of it. And we helped with subsidies for the buses and subsidies for tuition for the forest school and stuff. So in those terms, in fundraising and supporting RVCA, we've done very well. And hasn't been a change per se. It's a matter of just from our end, from the director's side, it was getting very difficult. And it was time maybe to let somebody else run it. So that's where we are.
Yeah, of course. And I'm sure it obviously feels a little bittersweet because it's work you've enjoyed, of course. I mean, it's volunteer work, so you wouldn't do it if you didn't enjoy it. So to leave that behind, but also recognizing the amount of work, as you've said, that you've accomplished and the amount of money you've raised.
Yes, we've raised the money, but we've got to give the credit to the community and the surrounding areas. You know, the businesses have supported us every time. You know, it's not just Westport, as you know, it's the Rideau Lakes area. We have people donating from the States and stuff who've come up here as cottagers and actually enjoyed Foley Mountain. So we really have to give, you know, a lot of kudos to our members and our donors.
And before I let you go, was there anything else you feel like we should mention that we didn't really touch on this morning?
Well, no, it's mainly The message I'd like is that the work actually hasn't finished. As we said earlier, the Conservation Authority and the foundation will gladly accept donations, and they put up a special sort of part of the foundation that the money goes into a fund that would be directed for work at Foley Mountain, renovation of the Spy Rock, example, to continue the education programs. So it's, you know, we may have to, we the board of directors may have, you know, disappeared sort of thing, but the actual work and stuff is still there.
Okay, great. And for anyone listening, of course, we'll have those links on our website. And so you can still support Foley Mountain. Of course, just a gorgeous spot to go out
It is.
for a hike. And that view is, you really can't beat it.
No, you can't. No.